Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. David Epstein, senior entomologist for USDA's Office of Pest Management Policy. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The varroa mite is an invasive species that was introduced into the U.S. from Asia back in the mid-80s. It is a parasite that feeds on both adults and immatures in the colony. For those who are unfamiliar with it, if you were to take your fist and ball it up on your chest, that's about the size of the varroa mite relative to the honeybee adult. It's a very large parasite. Not only does it feed on the bees, causing direct issues that way, but it's also a vector of diseases, of viruses in particular.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The report that we had coming out of the National Stakeholders Conference, the varroa mite's been identified as, if not the one of the top causes in those overwintering losses. The sudden declines in bees, some of it attributed to colony collapse disorder. CCD does not explain all colony losses, but since the high losses, overwintering losses, first started being reported at the end of 2006, there has been a tremendous amount of work done.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the world of science and research and getting things out, things don't happen overnight. A lot of what's been done is now just being delivered. Out of that 2012 conference that we had, one of the big problems that was identified certainly by the beekeeper community was the lack of forage lands, the loss of forage lands, and that is now being addressed. There are proposals in the president's budget right now to address that in terms of funding for CRP lands. Efforts are being made, and not just at the USDA, but in land-grant universities across the land by folks who study these problems. It's ongoing, and as the answers are developed, they will be delivered. It doesn't happen fast enough to make it all go away as fast as we'd like to see it go away.